All right, everybody, welcome back in. Chase McNutt joining you live with Lacey Sutter, the assistant manager at the McAllister Public Library. Lacey, it's been a while since we've done one of these, but I'm glad that we're back talking about the public library. How are you doing on this Wednesday?
I am doing great, Chase. Thank you so much for having me on the show today.
Always, always. There's always things going on with the library that we're obviously going to talk about today. I know that the March calendar is coming up, as this is the last week of March, with Saturday being the last day. But before we get to that, let's real quick talk about what you guys have going on here to close out February. I know that it's going to be a little bit late as we're talking about it now, but you do have there was Sewing Club today. I think that's already wrapped up today. You also have Tales to Tales later on at 4, but it shows that you still have Wiggle Worms on Thursday, Weird Science on Friday, and then on Saturday, looks like you guys may actually be out at the park, if you want to talk a little bit about that.
Oh, absolutely. So Saturday at 2 o'clock, we'll be at Mullen Park. We have a new story walk out there. So for those that don't know what a story walk is, it is a children's book that is spread out throughout the park on panels. So you can read one page and then walk a little bit and read the next page. And so our book this time is Annie Bay and the Colorful Day, and it is by Kim Myers. She is a local author, and she will be out there, and she'll be bringing the star of the book, Annie, who is her dog. So you'll get to meet Annie Bay, and you'll get to get some dog soap that she makes.
Wow, that's actually really awesome. And you said that's going on Saturday. Is that going to be at 2 p.m., you said?
Yes, 2 p.m. at Mullen Park, and it's over in Northtown.
Awesome. I believe we covered that a little bit, maybe back at the beginning of February for the story walk. That's a great thing for, if people don't know about it, that is something that I would highly recommend going and checking out. But that is the end of February this week, and you mentioned that you've got the calendar for March here. Well, let's go ahead and talk about it. I see that March is going to be a pretty busy month, as most months are for the library. But for me, when I was younger, coming up this next week, this was always one of my favorite times of the year, especially at school. But it's Dr. Seuss's birthday next Monday. Talk a little bit about what you guys have going on for that on March the 2nd.
Well, we are very excited. It's also Read Across America Week, and we've partnered with the Eastern Star, and they are providing gift certificates for children who are reading books for Read Across America. So if you come to Dr. Seuss's birthday party on Monday, March 2nd at 4 p.m., we're going to read some Dr. Seuss, and she's going to give away some gift certificates to those that have been reading books this past month. Plus, anybody that comes will get a little something. So please, if you haven't read any books, it's okay. You can still come and celebrate Dr. Seuss, and we'll have little gifts for everyone, so everyone comes out a winner. Mm-hmm. And also, after the party is Brush Hour, which we will have a local artist, Terry Estrada. She comes and teaches watercolor classes. So right after Dr. Seuss's birthday, you can stay and learn some watercolor techniques.
Well, not that, you know, I needed more incentive to come and show up, but there's even more fun-packed things going on, really just to kick off the month of March. I mean, that is a great way to get things started. Obviously, with it being March, you know, that means spring break is going to be coming up. Kids are going to be out of school for, I think it's the week of the 16th through maybe the 20th, I'm not quite sure. But what are some things that you guys have going on maybe during that week to maybe get some kids involved while they're out of school?
Well, we actually have this really cool thing. We have the prom mobile. So what it is teenagers who are looking for prom attire, whether it's a new suit or a prom dress or some shoes or jewelry, we will have that here at the library free of charge for anyone to come browse the collection and try on some outfits and see if there's something calling their name for the upcoming prom. So that is going to be on March 17th through the 19th from 10 to 5:30. So I encourage anyone who's getting ready to prom to come see us. And also that week, we're going to have Cyber Squad, which is a cool program we offer for kids who want to learn to code. And we have some robots they can play with, which is really cool. And that'll be Wednesday, March 18th at 4 p.m. And we also have Backyard Explorers on that Thursday on the 19th at 4 p.m. And we're going to have Dr. Sewell here with us, and she's going to teach us all about cats. So that's going to be really exciting. And then we also have our teen time on Fridays at 4 p.m. And so what that is, we offer just for teenagers. They can come socialize. Sometimes they play the Nintendo Switch, or they'll learn some life skills like how to change a tire or how to cook some food. And I want to say that they are learning some cooking skills with OSU Extension Office that day.
Wow, that is just, that's awesome. As somebody who, you know, has been in this community for most of my life, it's really cool to see those kind of avenues for younger kids, just in terms of learning things that you wouldn't think you'd be able to learn going over to a library. So that is extremely awesome. And again, that is going to be taking place the week of spring break, which I believe is the 16th through the 20th. And I believe you guys are still operating at your temporary location. If there's anybody that does not know that, you might be living under a rock. But you guys are still over at 520 East Smith Avenue. And I also wanted to ask you, what does kind of the timeline look like to get back into the original library after the renovations? I know we're getting close. I have some more to talk about with that a little bit later on. But in terms of timeline, what does that kind of look like for you guys?
Well, we are so blessed because the timeline is going very smoothly. Crossland Construction has been ahead of schedule. They've done a fantastic job with our renovations. At the moment, it looks like we're going to be moving in this summer, so we're very excited. We're already starting to pack up our stuff and get ready to move back over to our home library. We are going to be so excited to move in. So we're looking at May, June, or July is when we'll be reopening over there. So we are just so thrilled. But I'm glad you mentioned that, because this is the final week to buy a brick. So if you are interested in purchasing a brick for $100, you can personalize it with your name or your loved one's name, and it will be on the entry steps to the library on the north side of the building. So to the 28th is the last day to get those. So if you want to stop by our temporary location and pick up a brick form, they start at $100, and it's just something that will be there for years to come, and you'll have something personalized on the new library.
Yeah, and you know, that was one of the things I was going to bring up here. I think that's a great thing that you guys are doing. It's a really cool way for the community as well to feel just a little bit more ingratiated with it. And I think that it's awesome that you guys are going to be opening back up over the summertime again, because libraries are a great thing. And what better than it being summertime, you know, with not really a lot else going on. It should be a great thing once, you know, that gets up and running again. And I know you said you don't have it pinpointed exactly, but sometime in the summer is what we're looking at.
Yes, and we are so ready.
I imagine you guys are. And this isn't really, this is kind of, this is still in lieu of the interview here, but just more, I guess, of a personal question. What has, I know you said the transition has been smooth mostly, but for you guys going to this temporary location and then getting ready to move back over, what has that kind of been just as, you know, an employee? And what has kind of the reception been for, I guess, the community that's been coming into the temporary location over the last year as well?
Well, I will say, Chase, that working with, right now we're in the Edmund Doyle Elementary School, and working with the McAllister Public School System to stay here for this time has just been wonderful. They have been an amazing organization helping us just have this spot here in Northtown, and it's been great for the residents over here in Northtown who don't always get a chance to come to the library that's in downtown McAllister. So we've had a lot of new faces here, and we've been so blessed that we've stayed very busy, and we really haven't lost much traction. So we're so thankful for our community support, and just being able to stay open while we renovate has been such a blessing. And we're just so thrilled with the school system for allowing us to stay here and just being wonderful to work with. And our staff, you know, we are so ready to be in the big library again, but it's been nice and cozy over here, but we are ready to get back to the full swing of things.
I can completely understand that. As somebody who grew up going over to that library, I'm really excited to see the finished product and what everything's going to be like on the other side of that. Lacey, a couple of things here before we round this out a little bit. We actually put this up, I think, on our website earlier this month, but January also, it marked a milestone for the library with the Choctaw Nation. They announced a partnership with the city of McAllister and the SEOLS, or the Southeast Oklahoma Library Systems, to establish a 3,500 square foot Choctawpreneur co-working and business center within the renovated facility. Do you want to talk just a little bit about that?
Oh, yes. We are so thrilled for this partnership. It's going to be so great for our community members to have a space where they can come. If you work from home, you can rent a space from them, and you get free printing and free Wi-Fi, and you get a desk space. So if you are in need of an office, we have that available. And I believe it's for all community members, not just for Choctaw Nation members, which I think is wonderful. And they've just been so wonderful to work with. And I just recently got to meet Chief Batten, and he was just a wonderful person. And I'm just so excited to be in close vicinity with all of them. And I'm just thrilled about it. I can't wait.
I can second that comment on Chief Batten. I also got the opportunity to meet once, and I completely agree with you. It was a pleasure. But I saw that, and I just thought that was, again, more great things coming with the library. Again, just more reason to be excited for that renovation to be completed later on this year. And I know that makes it sound like it's a lot later, but still, we're less than 6 months away. It's crazy to say that, knowing that we were here a year ago talking about the transition phase and how all that was going to go over. So, Lacey, one of the last few things I'll ask you here, and I'll actually give you the last word here in a moment, but the last kind of press release I wanted to talk to you about was from, I believe, a couple weeks ago, maybe just last week, but the SEOLS, they announced the appointment of 3 new regional supervisors in the Central, Southern, and Pittsburgh County regions. It included Haskell County and the libraries in Wilburton, Clinton, and Tallahena. I'll let you talk a little bit about that.
Yes, so we're very excited for Tracy Alford. She is going to be the new regional supervisor, and she will be covering Haskell County libraries in Wilburton, Clinton, and Tallahena. And then Sherry Blake will oversee the southern region, serving Choctaw and Curtin counties. And then Heath Stanfield, our manager here at McAllister, was appointed the regional supervisor for the Pittsburgh County region. So he'll be serving the Pittsburgh County and Cole County libraries. So they are definitely going to have their hands full, but they're all very capable and wonderful people. And we look forward to seeing the work that they're going to do with these libraries and how they'll be supportive and just encouraging the library managers to do their best. And we are sad to say that Linda Potts is retiring after 46 years of dedicated service. So we are sad to see her go, but she's just been an amazing person. And so it's going to be hard to fill her shoes, but I really think that Heath is going to do a great job filling those shoes. And I know Linda wishes him the best. And so we're just so excited for everyone's new positions.
Yeah, that's awesome. 46 years anywhere doing anything is awesome, and that's something to celebrate. So, yeah, as you mentioned, congratulations to Linda Potts, even though, as you mentioned, we're going to miss her a little bit. But Lacey, last thing here, I'll leave it up to you for the final word. Is there anything else going on just with the library or anything in relation towards the renovations that you would like to mention before we close things out here?
I would like to say that we, Southeast Oklahoma Library System, is hosting New York Times bestselling author Lisa Wingate. She will be here on March 10th and 11th. She's going to start her tour at Ida Bell Public Library on the 10th at noon, and then she'll be at the McAllister Aldridge Hotel at 6 o'clock on the 10th, and then on the 11th, she'll be at the Patrick Lynch Public Library in Poto at 6 o'clock. So if you have a chance, you should definitely go see her. She is an amazing presenter. She'll have a question and answering session and a book signing for her new book, Shelterwood, which is an amazing story, and anybody who hasn't had a chance to read that book should definitely come to the library and check it out, because it is amazing.
Well, awesome. All the things that you've talked about today sound, as you mentioned, really exciting, and just a lot of good things coming out of the library, and a lot to look forward to as well coming up later, not just next month, but later on this year as well. So once again, that was Lacey Sutterth with the McAllister Public Library joining me on this Wednesday. Lacey, thank you again. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Chase. I appreciate you.